God called you out of darkness, he never said it's going to be a bed of roses. He never said, I'm going to build a hedge around you, Brother Jones, and I'm going to make your way easy. But what he did say, I'll never put more on you than you're able to bear. And I want you to understand this morning that nobody's going to skip into glory, and nobody's going to skate in on a skateboard. I want you to know that if you make it to glory, it'll be after you have labored and toiled and in the turmoil in life. Can you say praise the Lord? It's all about living for Jesus. It's more than a good feeling, and it's more than praise singers, and it's more than people jumping up and down, and it's more than all of those things. But it's in the wee hours of the morning when the Lord says, come, Brother Jones, get on your face, pray for this one or that one. Hallelujah. It's not about the shout, it's about living for God day in and didn't expect you to think that you was going to just skate on into glory one day and you was going to hear him say that you enter into the joys of the Lord, my good and my faithful servant. But it's only when you have persevered against all the obstacles, hallelujah, and the day that God didn't show up in your life and the problem that was coming your way, you had to walk through them. You had to make your own way seemingly, hallelujah. It's that kind of people who's going to be ready to meet him on the day, on the rapture day, hallelujah. It's a two-way street. Because the Lord is not going to make an easy way for you just because you belong to him. He's given you his spirit. He went to Calvary. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. What else do we want him to do? You got to walk by faith and not by sight. It's not all about a feeling. We need to get our minds off of the trivial and get our minds on to the Lord God of heaven. We need to get our minds off of man-made excitement and get our mind on the excitement of Calvary. You need to go back to where he brought you from. You need to renew your vows, hallelujah, to the bride that's coming. I'm telling you, you can't do that. If you got no more time for Jesus than 5 minutes a day, you cannot make it. Come my way, I'm going to serve the Lord. And if the pastor don't do it exactly the way I want it done and the way I think it needs to be done, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. As close as the mention of his name. I want you to know that you're going to have to walk through some dark, dry places. Hallelujah. You got to trust. You got to trust in God. You got to put your faith in him. Hallelujah. When it seems like the world's coming apart all around you, you got to say, even so, hallelujah, let God, to God be the glory. And when the old world comes against you today, I want you to know that you've only got one refuge, and His name is Jesus. The book of Isaiah says that even while you are yet praying, the Lord God of heaven is going to answer your prayer. I don't expect you to hang on. I expect you to walk above. Can you say, praise the Lord? God is going to make a way. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.